As we wrap up the week, we're bringing you one of the many positive messages from our past interviews. Each Thursday, we're sharing stories of our most watched athletes, celebrities, and leaders. We hope these problem-solving narratives inspire you to tackle obstacles in your own life. This week, Lindsey Vonn.
Tell us about where we are.
We're at my new house in Utah. I was living in Vail, obviously, for pretty much most of my childhood, and I just felt like I needed a change, you know, after retirement. Vail just reminded me of all of my hospital visits. I think I was at the Vail Hospital more times than not, and I knew everyone by their first names, which is not a good sign. I love the mountains, and I wanted to have that piece of me still, even though I didn't really want to be in Colorado anymore. I wanted a little bit more privacy, and so I got, 24 acres? So
that works.
Yeah. So my dogs can now run around, and I still have to keep an eye on them because there's a lot of animals around. Goosey, come here. I know. Come here. Do you say hi? Go
hey,
say
buddy.
Hi. There you go.
Hey, buddy.
How old is she?
She's 4. Yeah, Goosey, good girl. So I bought a bunch of land, and this is like part of the property. Just goes up to the ridgeline, and you can see the whole valley and the Olympic Park. I want to like build a maybe like a bonfire or something up here so I can just sit and hang out. It's like the stairway to heaven. I was really cheesy, but it came to my mind.
Who's the best behaved out of all the dogs?
It's actually a combination. Bear is the best / worst. He's so smart, he gets into trouble. And Lucy just sleeps a lot, and she's really cute. She's literally a princess. She got mad because when we drove out here, she wasn't in the front seat. So she pouted for like 2 days. Leo is so lazy. It's hilarious, but he's...
Wait, Leo right here.
Yeah, hi Leo.
Wait, so yeah, tell us about Leo. He's a rescue.
Yeah, so Leo was, I rescued him from Florida. He was hit by a car. So his back leg is like this much shorter. I got him when I was about to go into my second knee surgery before the 2014 Olympics. And the rescue shelter actually tried to convince me not to take him because he was so messed up. And I was actually on crutches at the time. And I was like, if you didn't notice, I'm also messed up. So he's perfect. But he's my first. He's definitely the one I love the most. But don't tell the other ones.
This was actually the first place you found.
Yeah.
And you end up getting it. So tell me about like what you like so much about this place.
I just like how quiet it is, you know? I can walk with the dogs and on my property and walk forever, and they can run around and be happy and free, and no one bothers me, you know? No one's asking for anything from me. I just enjoy the view, and I can see the mountains. Deer Valley is where I raced the Olympic slalom there, which is cool. And
oh wow, you can see it.
Yeah, the kind of weird flat top. And my grandpa actually watched the ski jumps there because he loved ski jumping. Him and my grandma and my grandpa were ski jumpers like way back in the day. And so that was like one of his things that he wanted to watch while he was here.
It has to be nice too, mid everything going on in the world with COVID, to have space.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much restriction right now, and out here, you know, there's no one out here. So we're just no mask walking around, and it doesn't feel like anything's wrong with the world. You know, we kind of have our own little bubble here.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week and every week, sharing long-form interviews on Mondays and shorter, uplifting stories on Thursdays, and then trending clips on Fridays. We'd love to hear from you with ratings and reviews. Do you prefer the longer podcast episodes or our shorter ones? I'm excited to get your take. Thanks again.